Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 40 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Logan Pemberton.
Based on the paperwork, the court order he had in his possession, I think it's a paperwork error in Fayette County.
The Rowan County Sheriff says the arrest of the mayor of Moorhead was due to a clerical error.
The sentencing of four men for the murder of Trinity Gay has been postponed.
Pikeville police believe fraudulent checks may be circulating through the region.
Demolition is underway on the campus of Moorhead State University this week.
A Boyd County organization is raising money for neglected children.
In sports, several area high school basketball teams are in action tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
A 90% chance of showers tonight, temperatures rising to around 44 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
The arrest of an outgoing Moorhead official may have been a mistake. Mayor Jim Tom Trent was arrested on a warrant out of Fayette County on Wednesday, which alleged he violated a domestic violence order. Sheriff Matt Sparks says when he made the arrest, Trent provided an order that suggests the order had been dismissed earlier this year.
After I got him with the warrant, I was even hesitant, but you know, I don't have the authority to unarrest somebody. You know, if I'd have known that in advance, I'd have probably at least tried to call down to that judge and say, hey, man, is there a screw-up here? He's in possession of a court order saying he was not under the DVO at the time that he made this contact.
Trent was released on a $3,000 cash bond. No court date has been set in the case. Mayor Trent has declined to comment on the incident.
The sentencing of four Lexington men convicted in the murder of Trinity Gay has been postponed. Gay was killed in the crossfire outside a restaurant on South Broadway in 2016. 40-year-old Chazare Taylor was convicted of wanton murder and wanton endangerment. He's expected to be sentenced to 20 years in prison. 23-year-old Devontae Middlebrooks was convicted of wanton endangerment and is expected to get 15 years. 22-year-old Lamont Williams and 21-year-old DeMarcio Taylor were each found guilty on wanton endangerment charges. They could face up to 18 months in prison. Their sentencing was scheduled for this afternoon. It will now take place December 19th.
Another death has been reported at the Boyd County Detention Center. According to the Ashland Daily Independent, Boyd County Coroner Mark Hammond confirmed the death of 40-year-old Michael Moore this morning. A cause of death has not been reported. Hammond says the Kentucky State Police are investigating. An autopsy is scheduled for tomorrow.
Pikeville City Police believe fraudulent checks may be circulating through the region. WYMT reports Stephanie and Noble Kahn are wanted for allegedly writing around $2,000 worth of bad checks. Pikeville Police Detective Bruce Collins says both have warrants in two other states. Officials say they can track the first bad check in Kentucky to this past June. Stephanie Kahn may also go by the last name Briley. Those with information about the whereabouts of Stephanie and Noble Kahn should call the Pikeville Police Department at 606-437-6236.
A Boyd County man is facing charges after police say he distributed matter portraying sexual performance by a minor. 22-year-old Chad Trusty was arrested yesterday. Kentucky State Police tell WYMT he was arrested after an undercover Internet Crimes Against Children investigation. They say the investigation began after authorities discovered Trusty distributed files of child sexual exploitation online. Trusty faces several charges. He is currently in the Boyd County Detention Center.
Police are on the lookout for two people they say robbed a man at gunpoint. LEX18 reports the incident happened around 10:30 p.m. at West 7th and Dakota Streets. Police say the victim was sitting in his parked car when a man and woman jumped inside. The man allegedly pointed a gun at the victim and demanded his wallet and phone. The suspects then stole the man's car and drove off. The car was later found in the downtown area and no one was hurt. Police are still looking for the two suspects, who are described to be in their 30s. The man was wearing a camouflage coat. An investigation is still ongoing.
We'll be back with more news right after this.
Support for MSPR is provided by Downtown Moorhead Incorporated and the Kentucky Folk Arts Center presenting the 34th Appalachian Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 1st. A holiday tradition and open to the public inside the Laughlin Health Building on East Main Street in Moorhead. More than 100 regional vendors of handmade arts and crafts, antiques, seasonal ornaments, and decorations. More information on Facebook under Downtown Moorhead.
Demolition is underway on the campus of Moorhead State University this week. Crews are working to clear out all wood and sheetrock from inside the old Butler Hall dormitory. The facility's evaluation task force determined the aging dorm was costing the university money to maintain, and the Board of Regents voted to demolish it in June. Vice President of Facilities Management Kim Oatman says the process began the week of Thanksgiving.
And they started going in and just started doing some interior stuff only. So that's all they're doing now. But as soon as school's out, I guess the end of next week, I think the following Monday is when they'll put the fence up and start the actual demolition, and with the goal and the schedule of getting it done before school starts.
Class resumes at MSU on January 14th. The area where Butler Hall currently stands is expected to be converted into green space.
A new report shows a rise in numbers of uninsured children across the nation and in Kentucky. According to a report from Georgetown University, from 2016 to 2017, the number of uninsured kids nationwide rose by more than 275,000, the first setback in 8 years. Joan Alker is with the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families.
When children's health needs are met, they're better able to learn in school, and their parents miss fewer days of work. We need to make sure that we redouble our efforts to continue years of bipartisan progress to reduce the number of uninsured children.
The number of children without health care coverage in Kentucky stands at 41,000.
A Boyd County-based organization is raising money for neglected children. WMKY's Peyton Stewart has the story.
The court-appointed Special Advocates of Northeast Kentucky will host its annual holiday campaign starting December 1st. The goal of the 12 days of CASA campaign is to raise $1,000 each day, with $500 being donated from corporate sponsors and the other $500 from the community. CASA is a volunteer-based agency with a mission to advocate for children who are removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect. Donations to the fundraiser can be made at casaneky.org or by calling 606-739-2177. For WMKY News, I'm Peyton Stewart.
Officials in Greenup County are still trying to assess the effect that job cuts at Our Lady of Bellefonte Hospital will have in the local area. The hospital announced earlier this week that it will be eliminating a number of positions. Judge Executive Bobby Carpenter talks about the impact on the hospital's workforce.
You know, they're giving out the number of 100 to 120, but what they did, they had some that could retire, and I think some transferred, you know, so I think 50 people, 56, is actually losing their positions.
Bellefonte is the largest employer in Greenup County. The hospital says that even with the reduction in workforce, it still is hiring in many patient care departments.
As temperatures reach dangerous lows, many eastern Kentucky homes are losing heat. Officials say several houses in the region are losing up to 40% of their heated air. Frank Morris is the Housing Development Alliance energy auditor for the Appalachia Heat Squad. He says the snowfall can help identify roof leaks.
If your roof doesn't have snow equally across it, you're losing a lot of heat through your attic. 40% of the air that you've paid to have conditioned, heated, and cooled is actually escaping into your crawl space, into your attic, or into your basement.
Morris says the main place warm air is lost is through unsealed windows and doors. Those interested in an energy audit can contact AppalachiaHeatSquad.org.
The Medicaid Managed Care Organization were under fire at an advisory board meeting on Tuesday night. WMKY's Wyatt Melton has more.
Representatives from the Cabinet of Health and Family Services met on Tuesday night to discuss Senate Bill 5. The bill was passed in order to ensure that independent pharmacists were reimbursed by pharmacy benefit managers. Prior to the bill, PBMs were setting the reimbursement rate, meaning some pharmacies were being reimbursed much less than they should have been. But the gathering and interpretation of this data is taking longer than anticipated. Lawmakers are expressing frustration toward the slow nature of this project, as well as possible inaccuracies pertaining to the data. The cabinet claims it will be, quote, a few weeks before any trends are released to lawful officials. For WMKY News, I'm Wyatt Melton.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center will be hosting their 32nd Advent Musicale at 6:30 p.m. this Sunday at the Ascension Episcopal Church. There will be a reception following the event at the Arts Center, and they are asking that the guests bring non-perishable food items to support the Sterling Community Food Coalition. Bethany Goldie is with the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling. She says the event is a popular way to kick off the holiday season.
Oh, this is the 32nd year for the Advent Musicale here in Mount Sterling. And what they generally do is have a guest conductor come in. This year it's Dr. Everett McCorvey from UK. And he is also bringing 5 soloists. And then we have 30 members of the Mount Sterling community who are also singing. They'll be in the choir backing up the soloists.
Tickets are available online at Ruth Hunt's or the GRAC.
After 21-year-old Cody Gallahu was killed in a tragic accident, his mother created a movement on Facebook to make an impact in a positive way. Random Acts of Cody Kindness, or RACK, is a Facebook page where people can post stories of when they experienced a random act of kindness. Cody's mother, Leanne Reeves Gallahu, told My Town TV she believes kindness can help relieve stress.
So if I'm struggling with some anxiety, I'm in my thoughts, and I'm just thinking about the what-ifs. And if I can remove myself from that, and I can be purposeful in thinking of an act of kindness and perform it, sometimes you can see the recipient's face in that reaction, and, you know, that helps.
The Facebook group now has around 76,000 members and is reaching out nationwide.
Agricultural economists say Kentucky's farm cash receipts stayed relatively stable this year, due in part to continued gains in the horse and poultry industries. The University of Kentucky AG economists said today that higher yields for most crops helped offset lower prices hitting some sectors. They say statewide ag cash receipts in 2018 are forecast at $5.7 billion, matching last year's level. But the projection remains well low below the record statewide high of $6.5 billion in 2014, and the economists don't foresee a rebound in Kentucky's ag cash receipts next year. Kentucky's renowned horse industry is expected to lead the pack with a 10% increase in cash receipts this year, but poultry production is expected to keep its perch as Kentucky's top agricultural enterprise, accounting for 21% of projected 2018 sales.
Taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area tonight, a 90% chance of rain, mainly after midnight, temperatures rising to around 44 degrees. Tomorrow, showers likely, mainly before 1 p.m., cloudy skies with a high near 54 and a chance of precipitation at 70%. Tomorrow night, rain with lows around 47 and a chance of precipitation at 90%. For your Saturday, 100% chance of rain with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., high near 61. Saturday night, rain likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 9 p.m., cloudy skies, which will gradually become partly cloudy with a low around 52 and a chance of precipitation at 60%. For your Sunday, a 10% chance of rain before 7 a.m., mostly sunny skies with a high near 63. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 41. For your Monday, a 20% chance of rain after 3 p.m., partly sunny skies with a high near 49. And for your Monday night, a chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 35 and a chance of precipitation at 30%. Taking a look at the current temperatures, it is 47 degrees in Inez, 46 degrees in Lexington, 45 degrees in Winchester, 44 degrees here in Moorhead and in Ashland, and 41 degrees in Flemingsburg.
On our feature segment today, the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music held their end-of-the-semester concert this week. Convergent Media major Jordan Milliken has the story.
The end-of-the-semester concert for the Kentucky Center of Traditional Music was hosted Tuesday night at the Moorhead Conference Center.
My first semester here has been great. Everyone's super nice, and I've learned a lot. And I'm just excited for the end-of-semester concert to kind of show what we've been working on and for friends and family just to come and see everything we've been doing.
Megan Bryant, a freshman at Moorhead State University, is a major in traditional music and also participates in the MSU Country Band. The end-of-the-semester concert is not only a way to showcase what students have learned, but for some students, it is their last concert as a Moorhead State University student.
This is my last show at the KCTM. I've been here for 3.5 years, and they've all been really, really fun. I'm really excited to see what everybody does today, and I'm really honored to have had this time here.
Caroline Copley is a senior at Moorhead State University. A lot has changed for Copley when it comes to her first show compared to her last.
Compared to the first show I did here, I was terrified, didn't know what to expect. Like, nobody did a very good job at explaining these things to me. And so I came in pretty blind, and now I just feel like this is what we do, and it's really fun, and I'm excited for it.
Copley has loved her 3.5 years at Morehead State. The traditional music major has not only taken her to the next level with her music, but it has even taken her places she never thought she would have performed.
We've gotten to go to some really cool places, like we went to the Carter Fold, and that was really awesome. And I've just gotten to meet a lot of really neat people and play on a lot of big stages that I probably wouldn't have otherwise.
The traditional music major is not a common degree, but it has a strong significance because of the connection it holds to Eastern Kentucky.
There aren't a lot of traditional music programs in the country. It's like one of two, I think. And so it puts more emphasis on like music of the people, kind of. It's folk music. Like that's what that means. It's the music of the people, the music that people here in Eastern Kentucky have been playing for years and years, and music that you probably wouldn't otherwise learn about.
The Kentucky Center for Traditional Music is often described as a second family to many, and although it might not be a common study, it is a degree that Morehead State is proud to offer. I'm Jordan Milliken.
This feature was produced in cooperation with the Morehead State University Department of Convergent Media. The time is 4:47. I'm Jacob Lindberg, here with Logan Pemberton, and we're glad you joined us on this Thursday afternoon. WMKY's Leanne Akers has sports right after this quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated. Featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Morehead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's high school hoops action tonight in the Bluegrass. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers. In regional basketball action tonight, Bath County hosts Morgan County at 7:30 p.m. The Wildcats are coming off a 98-55 loss to George Rogers Clark on Tuesday to open their season. The Cougars took down Lawrence County 60-53 last night in the season opener. West Carter opens their season at Fairview tonight. The game marks the first game of the season for the Eagles as well. Tip-off is set for 7:30 p.m. East Carter hosts Elliott County at home tonight for their season opener. The Lions opened Tuesday with a 96-93 win over Paintsville. In girls high school basketball action tonight, Ashland Blazer opens the season at home with Lewis County at 7:30 p.m. Fleming County travels to Boyd. The Lady Lions opened their season on the road last night with an 82-71 win over Johnson Central. Panthers are coming off a 65-28 loss to Harrison County on Monday. The Lady Raiders open their season tonight in Grayson, where they face off with Mason County. East and West Carter will face off in the first round of the EKC tournament on Saturday. The Morehead State University Eagles are preparing to host Ohio Chillicothe on Friday morning in Morehead. Thousands of area elementary and middle school students are planning to attend that game. MSU is coming off a 93-71 loss to Northern Kentucky at home on Tuesday. Head coach Preston Spradlin says the game hurt his team's spirit, but he's hoping they will focus on the future.
My goal for our program, for our kids, and for our team is we're just getting better every day. And I think if that's where your focus is, you don't get too high on the wins, you can't get too low on the loss, then you're going to be fine. And so sometimes it's hard for them to do that because they do see that out, that final score, and it's not indicative of the work they put in and the progress that they're making.
Tip-off in Johnson Arena is scheduled for 11:05 a.m. on Friday. Admission for MSU staff, faculty, and students is free. Mikhail Grant, a 5'7" guard from Columbus, Ohio, will be joining the Morehead State women's basketball team after signing her national letter of intent. She'll join the squad as a freshman beginning in the 2019-2020 season.
Grant is a Columbus, Ohio native who prepped at Eastmore Academy and competed on the AAU circuit for the Capital City Stars and Capital City Comets. Grant, who averaged 15 points per game as a junior and 12 points per game as a sophomore, helped lead Eastmore Academy to back-to-back Columbus City Conference championships in 2016 and 17. The Warriors advanced to the 2015 Ohio State Final Four during McHale's freshman campaign when she was producing 10 points per game. The guard was twice voted the Columbus All-City First Team and was tabbed as an Ohio All-State Honorable Mention following her junior season. Morehead State Associate Head Football Coach Milo Austin has been selected as the Football Championship Subdivision Assistant Coach of the Year by the American Football Coaches Association. Finishing his fourth season with the Eagles in 2018, Austin was elevated before the year to Associate Head Coach. He coaches the wide receivers and serves as co-special teams coordinator. Each year, staff representatives from the NCAA and NAIA football playing schools are asked to nominate an assistant for consideration. From those nominations, the winners are selected by the AFCA Assistant Coach of the Year Committee. Austin has spent 11 years coaching college football, with the last four at Morehead State. An active member of the AFCA, Austin serves on the program committee and spoke during the skills and drills portion of the 2018 AFCA convention in Charlotte. New Orleans heads to Dallas to take on the surging Cowboys tonight in a Thursday night football clash between division leaders. Both teams are looking to keep their momentum going as the regular season begins to wind down. Saints quarterback Drew Brees talks about the challenges that the Cowboys defense presents to his offense.
They're playing at a really high level right now. Obviously, they're hot, you know, last 3 weeks. Defensively, they fly around. They're very well coached, very disciplined. You know, they're taking the ball away. They're just doing all the things that great defenses do, getting pressure on the quarterback, good against the run. I mean, so really in every facet of what you would say is winning football championship caliber football, these guys are doing it right now.
The Cowboys have won three straight and sit atop the NFC East. Not to be outdone, the Saints have won 10 straight after dropping their season opener. Kickoff from AT&T Stadium in Dallas is set for 8:20 tonight. The game can be seen on Amazon Prime, the NFL Network, and on Fox. And finally, in sports today, Purdue head coach football Jeff Brohm is planning to remain with the Boilermakers, as a report says he's turned down an offer to coach at Louisville. Yahoo Sports and WDRB were among the first to report Brohm's decision. In a statement, Brohm called his decision to remain at Purdue, quote, difficult. Brohm grew up in Louisville and was a star quarterback for the Cardinals, who are in the market for a new coach. Brohm was the top target for the Louisville football program, who fired Bobby Petrino near the end of the 2-10 season. The school where Brohm won a state title as quarterback canceled classes today after someone made a threat towards the school. The high school announced online that classes were canceled, quote, due to Jeff Brohm deciding to remain at Purdue. WDRB reports that St. Matthew's police are investigating a tweet from Wednesday evening where someone threatened to burn the school down because of the decision. Brohm won a state title in 1988 at Trinity, and he would later go on to play for the Cardinals in college from 89 to 93. Brohm also served as an assistant at Louisville from 2003 to 2008, and he was considered the top target for the Louisville job following Bobby Petrino's firing. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball hosts Ohio Chillicothe tomorrow morning at 11:05, and women's basketball welcomes Evansville this Sunday afternoon at 2:05. Single game and season tickets are now on sale from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks closed lower as hopes of a trade deal being struck between China and the U.S. dimmed, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 27.59 at 25,338.84. The S&P 500 was down 5.99 at 2737.80, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 18.51 at 72.73.08. And the South China Morning Post did report that White House advisor Peter Navarro would be attending the dinner between President Trump and the Chinese leader Xi at the Buenos Aires meeting of the G20. And news of his attendance dampened hopes that a trade deal could be hatched at the dinner, given Navarro's longstanding hawkish tone on U.S.-China trade. The major averages rose after a summary from the Federal Reserve's most recent meeting showed some officials think the Fed funds rate could be at, quote, near its neutral level, possibly signaling fewer rate hikes down the road. Shares of Dick's Sporting Goods fell almost 5% after a broker downgraded the stock to neutral from overweight, saying that while the top-line story is improving, the risk-reward is less appealing. And Boeing stock bucked the negative trend today, rising almost 3% after Cowen named it its number one aerospace stock for 2019, saying that it would take a sharp economic slowdown to disrupt the favorable current production outlook. In the commodities markets, oil was up 2.2% at $51.39 a barrel. Gold was down 40 cents at $1,223.20 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were up slightly, with the Stock 600 index up 0.2%. In Asia, stocks were mixed, with the Nikkei up 0.4% and the Shanghai Composite down 1.375%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Boeing and Pfizer, while the worst performers were Intel and Visa. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Dollar Tree and Nielsen Holdings, while the worst performers were Quest Diagnostics and Western Digital. Turning out of stocks of local interest, it was Dollar General up 54 cents at 110.90, Lowe's down 48 cents at 93.21, Anthem up 88 cents at 292.18, Fifth Third Bank up 12 cents at 27.54, Marathon Petroleum down 38 cents at 64.90, and AK Steel was down 14 cents, finishing at 3.13. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company in Lexington and Mount Sterling and online at ruthhuntcandy.com. Recognizing the importance of preserving arts and culture, the Ruth Hunt Candy Company proudly supports the Gateway Regional Center for the Arts in Mount Sterling, showcasing a variety of music, theater, visual arts, and dance for the Gateway region. More information on events at the Gateway Regional Center for the Arts is online at grackentucky.com.
The 34th Annual Appalachian Arts and Crafts Fair will be held inside the Laughlin Building at Morehead State University from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday. More than 100 regional vendors will offer a wide variety of arts and crafts, antiques, and holiday decorations. Admission is $3.
Morehead's Hometown Holiday will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, December 1st. Tree lighting ceremony at 5 p.m. on the lawn of the Rowan County Arts Center. Extended business hours, entertainment, wagon rides, and Santa Claus. The Cave Run Symphony Orchestra performs at 8 p.m. in the Morehead Conference Center. More information on Facebook under Downtown Morehead.
Also this Saturday, the Morehead History and Railroad Museum will host an open house from 6 to 9 p.m. Refreshments, music, coloring books, trading cards, tours of the museum, and pictures with Santa Claus. The event is free and open to the public.
Taking another look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area tonight, a 90% chance of showers, mainly after midnight, with temperatures rising to around 44 degrees. Tomorrow, showers likely, mainly before 1 p.m., cloudy skies with a high near 54 and a chance of precipitation at 70%. Rain tomorrow night, lows around 47 with a chance of precipitation at 90%. A 100% chance of rain on Saturday, with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. and a high near 61 degrees. Saturday night, rain likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 9 p.m., cloudy skies, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 52 and a chance of precipitation at 60%. For your Sunday, a 10% chance of rain before 7 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 63. For your Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 41. A 20% chance of rain after 3 p.m. on Monday, partly sunny with a high near 49. Monday night, a chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 35 and a chance of precipitation at 30%. And for your Tuesday, a chance of rain and snow, cloudy with a high near 42 and a chance of precipitation at 40%.
That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Leanne Akers, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Peyton Stewart, Chaz Jenkins, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Wyatt Melton, and Haley Stidham. Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke with your stock report. And our feature segment this afternoon came from MSU Convergent Media major Jordan Milliken. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Logan Pemberton and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.